Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me today to bring the latest on Israel and the Middle East during these difficult times of war.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners the latest?
Certainly. Again, for the fourth week in a row, fires broke out. This time, one erupted in a neighborhood close to Jerusalem, along with another fire near a key highway. Firefighter crews were deployed in both situations and managed to contain the fires. Ballistic missiles again this week were launched from Yemen and Gaza, triggering sirens. Missiles were successfully intercepted. In Gaza, the IDF continues to dismantle booby-trapped military structures, terrorist infrastructure sites above and below ground, and anti-tank missile posts used by Hamas.
Fires and missiles again this week. Wow. Is there anything to report from the north?
Oh, yes. The IDF recently destroyed a military site operated by the terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon, containing rocket launchers and missiles. The presence of weapons and Hezbollah activity in that area close to Israel constitutes violations of the understanding between both nations. In southern Syria, 500-plus civilians of the Druze population have been treated by IDF troops who have been operating a mobile facility for triage and treatment of the wounded.
So the IDF continues to be engaged in the north. What about Gaza?
Prime Minister Netanyahu announced that after 600 days of war, 20 hostages are considered alive and 38 deceased. The longer this war continues, the more hostages are at risk of not surviving captivity. As part of the ongoing efforts to facilitate the entry of humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, 4 aid distribution centers were set up. The centers are operated by international aid organizations and secured by an American civilian security company. Despite Hamas threats, a mass influx of food was coming into Gaza that Hamas could not benefit from. They have distributed tens of thousands of boxes thus far.
Is there any good news to report?
Well, in 600 days of war, over 30,000 rockets and missiles were launched towards Israel. This is not including mortar shells and anti-tank missiles. The good news is 97% of these were intercepted by the Iron Dome technology, along with the Arrow and David Sling defense systems. God has provided unique technology to Israel to defend the nation and the people from constant attacks. Recently, their latest innovative Iron Beam laser air defense system was tested, successfully intercepting at least 35 Hezbollah drones. Israel is living in days of miracle upon miracle. God's eagle eye continues to watch over his nation. Israel and the Jewish people celebrated Jerusalem Day on May 25th. Jerusalem has been the Jewish capital since the time of King David. It has never been the capital of any other nation. 58 years ago, during the Six-Day War, the Jewish people took back the site of biblical Jerusalem after its fall to the Romans 2,000 years ago. Psalm 132, 13, 14 states that God has chosen Zion, Jerusalem, as his dwelling place, saying, "This is my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it." Here in Canada, there were over 55,000 Jews and non-Jews gathered for the 56th Walk for Israel in Toronto. The crowd was beyond their highest expectations. There was walking, waving flags, singing, dancing. Well done and thank you, fellow Canadians. Your support does not go unnoticed by the Jewish community in our nation. One final note, sadly a tragic one. Baby Ravid Haim only survived 15 days being delivered by cesarean after his mother Tzila was brutally murdered by a terrorist. He was laid to rest next to his mother.
How very sad. So how can we pray this week?
Yes, prayer is vital. Our prayers for Israel and its people are vital. I would recommend the following prayer points. With anti-Semitism on the rise, protection over the Jewish people in our nation and the nations of the world. For Israel's strategy, wisdom, and unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet as they battle war on seven fronts. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers. Continued protection from the Iron Dome and all other technologies that intercept missiles and drones. The return of all hostages. 600 days is 600 days too many. Hamas to surrender along with its weapons. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.